Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Top Stories, the show which tells you what was really important in the world when the Bugle first reported on it. I am Andy Zaltzman. Now, the world's biggest democracy was going to the polls in May 2019, so we took a deep dive into Indian electoral politics with Anuvab Pal in issue 4107, entitled Look at This Massive Election. Top story, 1 billion people are voting. Right now, over the course of, 5 weeks, or more, so four, no, almost 6 weeks, isn't it? 39-day election. Anuvab, as our Indian democracy correspondent, talk us through exactly what it is like to be in India at the time of this extraordinary democratic process.
Well, Andy, this is a fantastic time to be in India. I mean, for one, look, the whole world is interested. The BBC have sent 10 different camera crews. The Americans have sent no one. you know, Al Jazeera is here. And I really love the Election Commission of India, because of all the times in the year you can get a billion people to vote, they choose the middle of May. In the middle of one of the worst summers we're having. So you can blame the Election Commission for a lot of things, but not foresight and methodological expertise. They have those. New York Times did a great rundown, Andy, of what's going on here. A billion people are about to elect a government. Why do these elections matter? Well, they matter because to a billion people, the loose idea of adult franchise is important. Of course, the ruling party are going to win. But there is something in 700 million people coming out of the house and feeling like we did something. if mostly the doing of that means standing in a very hot summer day in a line and voting for a symbol of a shoe or a sunflower. We'll get into that, Andy, in a bit. Who are running? There are thousands of political parties running, but like in Britain, you have two major political parties. You have the BJP, India's ruling party, who have been described as slightly right-wing by other right-wing parties. The rival party is the completely democratic, fair, non-nepotistic Congress Party, which was founded, well, by the English, actually, a long time ago.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you. To fight against other English people when you guys had some business here. But that is...
That is a very polite way of putting it, when you guys had some business here.
When you guys had some business, when we didn't have to get together on a hot summer day and vote for stuff, because you just had a guy in a wig saying, this is how things are going to be run.
It's so much simpler.
Easier, Andy. The Election Commission would be happy. So the Indian National Congress is currently the opposition party, and completely fair, democratic, liberal party run by the great grandson of the founder of the party. So again, anyone who's eligible and has the ability to rise through the party can become its leader as long as you're the great-grandson of the founder.
That is true liberty. I was fascinated by the number of political parties which I saw had been calculated to be 2,293 when registrations closed before the election. Now, there is such a thing as too much choice, isn't there? And I'm now speaking as a veteran of the British 2016 referendum. Two choices was arguably too many. So, 2,293, that's got... Charles de Gaulle, the French leader, said, how can anyone govern a nation that has 246 different kinds of cheese? Well, wake up and smell the paneer, de Gaulle. Try governing a nation that has 2,293 different political parties, somewhere between 400 and 1,700 different languages, and approximately four cheeses. Take your cheese and quit your whinging.
Andy, you know, I think in a democracy, there's never too much choice. I know you guys have two parties, but where would India be if we did not have, as we do, the reasonably priced vegetable party, the clean thoughts party.
That sounds pretty sinister.
And the common man party, whose symbol is the broom, suggesting metaphorically we clean up the system.
Well, I'm fascinated by the symbols that the political parties choose because there's still a huge amount of illiteracy in India, so the parties have to choose a symbol. Now, I was reading that registered but unrecognised parties can't choose their own symbol, but have to choose from a list of 200 available free symbols. Coincidentally, free symbols is an election pledge by the Maharashtra Percussion Instruments for All Party. These symbols that are available include such potent democratic images as a helicopter, a kitchen sink, a sofa. That I would vote for that. Sign me up. Compulsory kips in the afternoon for everyone. A javelin thrower, picking up on the proud Olympic history of Indian javelin throwers. A violin, a walking stick, a typewriter, toothpaste, a syringe, a pair of socks, a soap dish, a washing up rack, a pendulum. But I don't know, that's just quite nice, I suppose. Shows the cyclical nature of life. Trousers, ice cream. I mean, that really is... we talk about bread and circuses, but when ice cream is your symbol, you are really laying your populist cards on the table. A 1920s gramophone, a frock, a domestic power drill, a cauliflower, a bucket, binoculars, a cricket bat, a cricket batsman, a set of cricket stumps. The 1980s Indian cricketer Roger Binney scoring a single. That may not be one of the available options. And, of course, a balloon. As a voter, Anubhav...
Yes.
I mean, I would be confused by these 200 symbols because obviously I'd like to vote for binoculars because I want my government to snoop on people from a distance. But I also like trousers And I think people should wear trousers more often than not. But what is the point of wearing trousers if you don't have access to a helicopter or can't listen to contemporary vinyl recordings of Edith Piaf or don't have a government committed to Frocks for All or filling buckets with toothpaste whilst playing the violin and batting? It's so confusing, democracy. So confusing.
And that is why I think we're doing it, Andy, as Plato would have intended it. You know, we're giving you, you know, you can't read and write. You walk into a polling booth, it's hot as hell. Would you rather have to go through your entire value system to figure out whose manifesto is better, or would you just press a button on a lovely-looking ice cream?
Well, now you put it in those terms. I can see a happier, more content democratic future emerging for the entire world. Of course, I mean, the way that voting is carried out has led to certain difficulties, because you're allowed your one vote, and then so you have to press your button on the voting machine, and then you have some indelible ink put on your finger so that they know that you've already voted. But these machines, obviously, with so many different symbols on, can be quite confusing. And a man during this election, he accidentally voted for Modi's BJP.
Yes.
And then was so racked by regret because he wanted to vote for their rivals that, having had the indelible ink put on his finger, he took the logical option of cutting his finger off in a hope that he would then be able to vote again.
Again, this is a great point. This is a great point. And let's face it, we've all been there. We've all been there. You know, yep. I wanted a cheeseburger at a self-service McDonald's. I pressed on a double cheeseburger. They wouldn't change my order. I cut off my finger. I was watching some Netflix, switched over to Amazon. There was a spoiler for a show my wife was watching. Cut off my finger. I just want to bring up one thing, Andy. You may not be aware. I did do this. I went online, speaking of symbols and pictures that represent political parties, before the election, because I am that sort of person, I put in Andy Zaltzman political party, and you can do that on the Election Commission website, to see what symbols I'd be allowed. And
right.
I was given, Andy, because we're in the middle of the election, so not very many objects available. I was given, Andy, and I don't know if these symbols would work when you launch yourself as a candidate, a stapler, a laundry bag, and a boiled egg.
That sounds like my perfect weekend in.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. Now do pop over to the Bugle Mothership to listen to the latest episode of the podcast. It's very much like this top story show, but longer and much more up to date.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.